Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
I'm your girl, Nikki Rich, and we are live today, this Halloween Monday, and we have a special co-host again with us this week. We have DJ Unique in the building.
Hey! What are you doing, Nikki?
Hey! Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. We're glad to have you co-hosting with us again.
Trick or treat. You know, it's always a blessing. Always a privilege, man. Always an honor. Hey!
I want to let all our listeners know that you can call in at 323-580-5749. You also can listen to us on blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow, as well as NikkiRichShow.com. And we are also podcasting live. So you can go to iTunes and search The Nikki Rich Show, and we are live. It's in effect this Halloween Monday. Boy, we got a treat for you guys tonight.
Yep, ain't no tricks, but a treat. We got this for you.
Yes, we got a treat for you tonight, and we are just happy to be here. We had a great time yesterday on Gospel Inspiration. This week has been an awesome week. This past weekend, I would say, I hosted an event in Rockingham. It was the Sky's the Limit Entertainment, and they presented me with a trophy for, you know, all the times I've hosted for their event. And, you know, I could say, I cried that night.
Oh, you know, you already know, man, you deserve it. You know what I'm saying? Once you get things like that, that means that you're working and grounded. You know what I'm saying? You got to respect that. You know, I know it's a little touching. You know what I'm saying? You already know. Take it home, man. You got plenty more to come. You know that.
Exactly. And I felt real good about it because I felt like this is the first time, you know, I got recognized for what I'm doing right now at the moment. So it was truly a blessing. It was amazing. And I was like, God is so good to me. He is so good to me right now. But we're just working hard. We're trying to get it in, you know?
You ain't trying. You're getting it in. Don't know. Try. We don't use that in our vocabulary. Ain't no word named try. We doing.
Yeah. And, you know, today on Twitter, you know, it's official. I will be hosting the red carpet of the Blackout Awards 2012 in June, and it's all created and presented by Yancy Edwards, Sheer Insanity, a celebrity stylist. It's going to be very major. It's hot. It's going to be hot. And he does it big. So it's really awesome. They're honoring the people behind the scenes, you know, the stylists, the entertainers, you know, as far as the entertainment behind the scenes, as well as, you know, hairstylists. So I'm excited about that. It's going to be real. It's going to be real awesome. And I'm just looking forward to that. And it's such an honor that they chose me to host the Blackout Awards on the red carpet. So we're going to move forward with that. And shout out to Yancy Edwards and his team. You know, they're working hard on that right now. And we're getting geared up for our year. You know, the year anniversary of the Nikki Rich Show is April the 5th. So we've been doing this, and it seems like since day one, we've been going hard. It's crazy.
Oh, man, it's an anniversary. In June? Okay, not in now.
No, it's in April, but the Blackout Awards is
in
June.
Oh, the Blackout Awards in June. But April was like right around the corner. You know, that would be coming real quick. I can't wait to make them.
Exactly.
It's cold right now. It's cold.
Exactly. Well, you know, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to go to some music. We have Donnell Jones. You know what's up. He was our guest this past Friday. Boy, that was a hot show.
That
baby-making show.
Uh-huh. Most definitely. I know somebody went half on a baby that day. They went half. They cared for it. They went ham.
Yes, it was crazy. But we're going to go to this Donnell Jones right now. Call in at 323-580-5749. The number to call in is 323-580-5749. And we have a special guest with us tonight. He's in the building. I first want to let you know, you might know him from the Parkers in the House, Moesha, and Malibu's Most Wanted. We welcome you tonight, Ken Lawson, known as Ken L. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. What is going down, world?
Man, we're glad to have you. We have DJ Unique co-hosting with us tonight.
What a
DJ Unique? What's going on
what
with you, bro?
Oh, man, it's a blessing, man. You know I'm following you, man. I respect your grind, man. Keep grinding it out, big homie.
Hey, good looking out, pimping. Good looking out, man. I'm barely getting my Twitter popping. You know, I was sleeping in the first year of it, but we're going to get it right.
Oh, man, you know, DJ Unique and Nicky Rich, or what's official, you know, we'll blow it up for you. Your name speaks for yourself anyway. Just got to get out there, man. That Twitter game is a fool. I ain't going to tell you. I tell everybody I speak to, man, Twitter is where it's at, man.
Yeah, I'm learning that now. I just updated to my iPad, so I'm in the game now. I'm ready.
Yes, I'm like you. That first year didn't really do that, but now, honey, I'm on it.
Gotta be.
So what's going on with you, Mr. Ken?
Everything is beautiful, man. I had a great weekend. This weekend was the Hollywood Black Film Festival, and a film that I produced called I Was Her was accepted into the film festival, and we had a great time. On Friday it played, along with a lot of other independent filmmakers, and we had a great time, had some good reviews. It was my very first film I ever, you know, participated into a film festival, so, you know, I'm still excited about that.
Man, that's a blessing.
And I know that feels good. I mean, that's a achievement right there. You know,
yeah,
to have that in the film festival, that's really major.
Yeah, it you know, it's something, man. I mean, you know, we I hooked up with the writer, Haley, also Willie Mack. I don't know if you remember Willie Mack from College Hill back in the days. We all got together. He did some
editing. I remember him.
Yeah, so we came together, got a project done. It's called I Was Her. It's about a 24-minute short film. And, you know, I'm very proud of that. So, yeah, I'm, you know, things are good. It's a great weekend. It's a good Monday, and we move.
And it's Halloween. It's Halloween.
Y'all got your outfits on right now? Y'all sporting your outfits? What y'all ain't got no Halloween costume?
No. If somebody see me right now, they'd think I got a costume on, but it's just me.
Uh-oh. Like, girl, you just like...
They're going to be like, boy, that is not no Nikki Rich.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Scary Rich.
Yeah, I'm over here staring at my my costume for the night, too. It should be pretty fun.
Oh, you going to the Halloween party tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to go get it in. I'm going to have some fun, you know, see if I can knock on a couple of doors and get me some candy, you know, get some going on. I was thinking if I go out a little bit early and go start knocking on some doors right now, start filling up the bag, and then by the time kids want to come to my house, I can just, like, redistribute the candy I already got from other people.
Oh, that's
that
dirty.
Exactly.
You know, make sure
so,
I keep all cool. Keep the good candies in my bag and give out all the cheap ones, you know. Keep all the Twizzlers and the Skittles and stuff in my bag and all the plain M&Ms, give those to the kids.
Exactly. I know that's right.
So tell everybody where you're from.
Well, you know, I'm from California, born and raised, a city called West Covina. Been out here all my life, and I've been enjoying the sunshine. You know, just a spoiled California kid.
All right. And you're enjoying that hot sun out there year-round.
Yeah, you know, we don't, you know, talk bad about our sun. Our sun be shining all day. You know, we get it in. Only complaints that I have about California is these damn beaches. You know, they all black and oily, and that's why I don't get in them. I had to go into the East Coast and be out there by Florida and go to the Bahamas to realize that you can actually see your feet when you step in some people's beach water.
Wow, yes. How was it like growing up in Cali, though? I mean, it seems so different from the East Coast. What was it like growing up?
I mean, it's growing up out here, man, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, just growing up and just living life is a beautiful thing, period. You know, everybody goes through their experiences. But just being out here in California, I mean, you know, a lot of the brothers come up and, you know, gangbang culture, you know, you get, you know, surrounded by it or affiliated with it, and you just live your life, man, and just that's what it was growing up with me, you know, just trying to, you know, just growing up around dudes that were doing their thing, you know, out there in the streets, politicking and doing what brothers do, and that was what it was, man. I've been exposed to a lot of different people and a lot of different things in my life, and I'm just glad that I was, you know, able to, you know, make the right decisions to put me in a position where I'm still living, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I got a homeboy, you know, my boy Lamont Bentley, who was actually an actor on the show, Moesha, He passed away.
Yes.
His birthday was just on October 19th, just passed by. You know, and it's like brothers like that that I look at, and I have to sit back and be like, you know, I have to really, you know, give thanks for me continuing to live my life. You know, rest in peace to Lamont and my boy Merlin Santana, who was on the Steve Harvey show. They played Romeo, another brother that was, he was caught up in, you know, tragic, you know, gang type of situation where his life was taken.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just what it is, man. It's crazy, crazy game out here. But it's Cali, it's life, and, you know, same thing that goes on out here in Cali, you know, goes on in New York, goes on in Atlanta, and even goes on in Afghanistan. I mean, it's all about, you know, gangs and tribes. That's what it is. You know, you just got to make sure you steer yourself in the proper way and you know, politic your way to the top.
Right. One thing I can say about you, man, you a funny motherfucker. For real, man. I ain't going to phone when she said she had you on the show. I'm like, man, I watch him all the time, man, and he be going in on every show, you know what I'm saying? All I say is, my hat is off to you, man. Keep grinding it out, man. You got our support over here.
Hey, for sure, man. Good looking out, brother. I mean, I definitely love my Parker family. You know, right now I'm actually working on a show with Tatiana Ali. She has a show on TV1 called Love That Girl, and I got a character on there. His name is The Miracle. It should be the season finale of Love That Girl. It's a recurring character.
Okay.
She's pretty interesting. That's my other fam over there, man. She's real cool people. You know, shout out to all the Love That Girl cast and crew.
Much love, much love. So who influenced you to get in the film industry?
Basically, I got my influence from just looking at television. You know, I mean, I grew up looking at TV, you know, whether it be The Jeffersons or Sanford and Son or Good Times or any of those shows, you know, and just looking at those images and then wanting to figure out how they did it and then just moving forward, trying to learn that craft, man. I mean, when I first got into the industry, it wasn't as, right now I do a lot of character research and I do a lot of background research and a lot of characters that I go out for when I do auditions and stuff. So, you know, when I was younger, it was a point of just being like, wow, look at all these different people on television and the way that our images are being portrayed. I mean, I watch a lot of visual production, you know, when I started to see how, you know, Cops, you know, the TV show Cops, we used to come out, you see nothing but brothers on there, you know what I'm saying, getting arrested and getting caught up. And to me, I was always into, you know, how come our image is always, you know, as far as being African-American or whatever they call it now, you know, how is it our image is being portrayed sometimes in such a negative light? Or, you know, how come we're always, you know, smiling or cracking jokes, being funny? And sometimes as being African-American, a lot of the issues that we have in our communities, you know, don't get addressed, you know, to us on a visual standpoint. And it's like, you know, all around the world, people look at African-Americans or Africans as such a influential people, but yet we don't get the respect that we, you know, feel we deserve on a global scale. You know, it just got me to the point where I was like, man, you know, there's got to be something better than just seeing brothers out here gangbanging or playing those roles, or brothers always on TV being a player. It's like I always wanted to try to be a positive image or portray that positive image on television, you know, because, you know, when you look at life, man, you pretty much mock what you see. It's like a monkey see, monkey do society, you know, and you can't do everything you see a monkey doing, you know?
Right.
And I also know that you, you know, on the Parkers and other shows, you know, you always had a, like, musical side as well. And you really do it in real life, too. You also do music. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing music, you know, for quite a few years. I just, you know, look at music as just a tool of expression. You know, it's like having like therapy sometimes. You know, sometimes you might be going through some situations where you got to write down, you know, how you're feeling or what you're going through in order to get those stresses off of you or to tell your story. And that's all I've always been doing with my music. And by being in the acting game, I know you guys notice there's a lot of rappers and stuff. They take all the parts. And they're getting all the parts of the movie. So it's got to the point where it's like, you know, I had to just incorporate a lot of what I was doing musically and with my acting in order to promote myself or market myself out there in the industry like that, because you really have to, you know how to do a lot of different things or at least know how to wear a few hats in this industry. If you rap, that's great. But if you rap and you can't act, that's not good. If you act and you can't rap, or you can't have that other talent as far as like with the singing or the dancing, it's like this, all those things are important because it's all entertainment. And when you see people or other artists or actors out there doing their thing, they're so multi-talented, but you only see them on one aspect of what they do, you know. But when you see them on all levels, they become superstars, you know. Thus, you have your Beyonce's, you know. So it's just that point of being able to get out and just touch the people, man. You know, certain music can touch a person's soul and change a person's mentality. You know, and at the same time, you know, we look at how we are as people. We do this hip-hop music. We live our lives. We're doing our thing, and we're influencing one another to do these things. But we just got to make sure that we do it and influence the world on a global scale. And you know, this to me, we have such a large influence on the globe. We should have more control over what we green light to go on television and go on the radio.
Right.
Exactly.
That is one thing. That's one thing I just got into. I love the music. I've been doing it for a hot minute. You know, I shot and produced my own music videos and put those out. And I go and do my own songs. I don't have people, you know, writing for me or whatever, because it's all about just expression. You know.
Right. So
exactly.
So
we're gonna have to get some of your music to the Mickey Rich show. I would love to have it in rotation.
Yeah, definitely, man. I would. I'll definitely send some material to you. Have you check it out, peep it out. You know, even check out the video. You know, I got my video on my website, which is www.ken-l.com. You know, you can check out some of my videos and some of my music on there. And it's definitely on some different.
So you rap?
Yeah, I rap. I sing, rap, dance, and just one show.
Wow, man, I'm gonna have to follow you on Twitter, man. We might have put something together, man, because, you know, that's one thing I do, you know what I'm saying? I support anybody that's out there trying to do music, you know what I'm saying? That's a real DJ job, man. So basically, you say you rap. Who you look up to? Who's in your CD player right now?
My CD player. Oh man, that's a very good question. Right now, I'm bumping at Watch the Throne, Jay-Z, Kanye, that's BJ.
Right.
So, you know, the Mos Def, definitely bumping him. And who else am I flipping through? My boy Sir Jinx, West Coast, bumping his stuff. I listen to a variety of different things. It's not just even hip hop or Jay-Z. I mean, I listen to like Nina Simone. I listen to Bella Coupe. I mean, I listen to a variety of music that I just love expression. Like I was bumping Gil Scott-Heron the other day, you know, listening to his stuff. I mean, I love it, man. I listen to all kinds of different music because it puts you in all kinds of different moods.
Man, most definitely, man. That's what's up, man. So we have a lot of listeners out there that's independent artists. What's your best advice to get them?
I'm sorry, I missed the question.
I said we have a lot of listeners out here that's independent artists. What's your best advice for them?
I mean, to be real with it, man, I mean, you have to go out and do some of these things yourself. Don't expect to have any major label or a person be able to knock on your door and be like, hey, you know, I'm signing you to a big $1 million deal or whatever. I mean, those things are, you know, they don't happen. As far as being an independent artist, you have to be able to harness who you are, your image, what you want to be, not just for who you are now, but which who you want to be, you know, 20, 30 years from now. You know, I've learned just being in this industry and even being an actor, you know, it's a lot of characters, you know. A lot of people are just characters. You know, there's a difference in, you know, you sitting here and you rapping as an independent artist and you coming up with all these different, you know, character attributes of who you are. You know, you may be some type of gangster or you may be some type of money maker or, you know, drug dealer, whatever. These are all just characters, you know. And a lot of these brothers that are rapping and stuff like that, those things don't impact our community with any vital information that keeps us wanting to listen to that artist. Like, I can sit back, and I'm like, my brother, man, like, he used to bump KRS-One, dude, you know, and I mean, damn, I don't know nothing about that. But when I was listening to some of the stuff that he said, like, just a few months ago, I threw in the Edutainment CD, you know, and it's like, you listen to that stuff in there, and it's like, wow, the stuff that he's saying is still relevant to this day, you know.
Right.
Just even think, like, right now I'm thinking of KRS-One, he has a rhyme, and he says, he's like, a glance at the paper to know what's going on. Someone's doing wrong. The story goes on. Mary Lou just had a baby. Someone else decapitated. The problems of the world shouldn't keep us all frustrated. I tried, but it doesn't coincide with my books. You know, it's like, he says, they always be talking about these political crooks. It's just the president and all the money they spent, all the things they invent, and how the house is so immaculate. They create missiles. You know, my family's eating gristle. Then they get mad when the press blows a whistle. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
that's real.
You know, and that's KRS-One. I mean, I'm sure that's like late 80s maybe or early 90s. But the fact is,
yeah,
I can sit back, recite this dude's lyrics, and look at what's going on today, and it's still relevant.
Right.
You know, and that's what I'm talking about. When you sit back,
because that's the truth.
When you speak
the truth, that's how it is. He was just—he always speaks the truth.
Yeah, and that's what it is. That's another thing I'm really, really deep on, you know, because I have, like, I was just having a conversation with someone today about, like, religion and all these different things and, you know, the truth and what's not the truth and all these different pieces. And somebody's over here Muslim and they're Christian and they're Catholic and all these different things. And, you know, me being an African ascendant, you know, it's like you got to sit back and wonder what was going on in those years that, you know, we got fed this information to believe in someone other than ourselves, you know.
Right.
And I have an issue with that. I mean, I got a really hardcore ground issue with people trying to get you to believe in anything other than yourself, you know.
Right.
Can't expect some guy come floating on a cloud, you know, at whenever time he's supposed to be here and save this world. You know, I don't see it that way. When you have all these tragedies and atrocities that go on all around the globe, and some are even done in the name of religion and done by people who believe in religion, and you start to understand, well, why is it that these people can condemn me because I don't believe in what they believe in? You know, and I got an issue with that. I mean, like, I was talking to these people today. He was like, so, you know, you don't believe in God? I was like, hold up. Like, you know, let's get this straight, Pimpin. You know, I believe in God all day and day. I believe in the spirit of God all day and day, you know, but I don't sit here and try to make him in a physical image. You know, I don't try to, you know, sit here and say, oh, you know, God is black or God is white, God is Chinese. I don't get in all that stuff because to me it's just nonsense. I have a problem with, you know, when you sit back and you travel outside this country of America and get your passport stamped up a few times, you go into a few different communities and different societies, and you start to see how a lot of governments, you know, use these religious aspects to control their people, you know. And I don't roll that way. You know, I was there's this piece called, I tell people, like, yo, you know, a lot of brothers, like, yo, I say, have you ever read the Slave Code? And, you know, a lot of people never even heard of the Slave Code, so why would they even have Slave Code? And I tell him, I'll be like, yo, brother, if I was to put a gun to your head and tell you to believe in what I believe in, would you believe it? You know, and most of you would be like, hell nah, you know, I'm going to die for what I believe in. That's why most people will reply. But then you read these slave codes and how it's like, you know, Africans are being taken out of one continent and brought to another continent strictly because they weren't of the same faith of the people that were taking them. And then when you're brought here to this country, it's like just how we have products that are brought from China. You know, their product codes, they get here, they say, yo, we're going to bring your products from China, but y'all can't use no lead in your products. So we don't have no lead paint and stuff in our society in America, so we can't bring that here. Right. So if y'all going to start trying to sell your stuff over here, it has to be lead-free, you know. And
right.
That's how it was even with the slaves coming here. It's like, yo, you bring any slaves, they got to be, you know, non-Christians, and that's that, you know. And since you're dealing with, like Pope Martin V, which in the year 1418, he commissioned the slavery against the African. You know, that was the Roman Catholic Church that did this. And this is a history, documented history, truthful history. And you sit back and be like, yo, how is it that I believe, because I was raised as a Baptist or a Christian, you know. That's how I was raised. I could be in the choir, getting it in, just making it happen. But as I started to get wiser and understand things, man, I was like, yo, I got an issue with, you know, certain people trying to feel that they're above my people when we all are on an equal basis, equal level here. You know, and it just hurts sometimes, bro. Like, one time I went to Pittsburgh, and, you know, I go into my different areas, you know, doing my little youth mentoring and going into juvenile detention centers and talking to kids as, you know, fresh out of jail and damn near about to go right back, you know. And you sit back and you're like, yo, man, I was out there Pittsburgh, and they just shut down the whole after-school program in, like, the whole city. And I was,
wow,
like, just like, whoa, man. Like, they shut down the whole after-school program, and then you sit back and wonder, okay, well, what is the crime? How is the crime going to be affected from not having these children's minds occupied with positive thoughts and positive reinforcement of what they're learning on a day-to-day basis? And you start to see,
wow,
these things deteriorate. And it's like, how come that don't happen in other communities? You know, I mean, you look at the populations of where certain cultures live and how funding is distributed, you know, throughout the federal government, and how certain things will not be funded, therefore not helping that community grow, therefore leaving the community stagnant, you know, and therefore kids are failing. You know, I tell folks, like, what would you rather have? Because, I mean, people ask, you know, hey, what would you rather have, you know, public transportation or your own private transportation? You know, would you rather receive information that all the public is receiving, or do you want to receive information that's private? Because when you receive private information, that's empowering, you know.
Right.
You know, I sit back and I say, I'm the only dude that know how to make the space shuttle. That's empowering. But if I taught everybody how to make the space shuttle, then it wouldn't be no significance everybody driving the space shuttle. Put me right out of
that.
Right.
You know, and that's how it is when it comes down to some of these different religions that we follow. It's like, you know, you didn't come up with it, but yet these people got you trapped by it, you know?
Right.
You know, I got issues in my mind. I'm like, yo, how you gonna hang, hang these black men and these black women, you know, in a tree, cut their feet off and all these different things, and yet this is supposed to be, you know, a religious, you know, Christian nation. And you have to look back at this history and be like, how did this happen? You know, how
right.
is that? There's so much racism going on in this society, and yet we have never addressed the issues that need to be addressed. You know, you don't just sit here and free some slaves from 1865 and then let them be free. And then, you know, we all grow up with, you know, my mom and my pops, you know, talking about feeble-minded. Well, you feeble-minded. Like, where that come from? You know, that term came from, you know, some of these slave owners or former slave owners telling the slaves that they were feeble-minded. They stupid. You're so stupid. Your mom is so stupid. She's feeble-minded. So if your mother gets pregnant and has a child, that child's going to be feeble-minded also. So what we need to do is just stop these women from having children, period, and decrease the population of these black Americans. You know, and you sit back and be like, God, that would never happen. They wouldn't do things like that. Like,
right.
Go look at Margaret Sanger. You know, go look at Margaret
Sanger.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. And also, you know, a lot of people, you know, they need to look at the history as well, because I did a lot of research and I saw where, you know, just where I know from the black community in this country and several other countries, we are the, I would say, what I want to say, product or test dummies of a lot of drugs as well. You know, we are being used, our bodies, you know, just our certain race, too, as, you know, guinea pigs, I would say, as well. I did a lot of research on different, you know, even AIDS, different, you know, vaccines out there. We're going to test you guys, this group right here, to see about smallpox, AIDS,
yeah,
and several other different diseases.
Syphilis and all those other different diseases that, like, even with the Tuskegee Project, you know, that was, you know, done with a lot of black men, but a lot of people don't know they were still doing these tests in Brazil. So a lot of Brazilians that were having these tests as guinea pigs, you know. It's like that's the whole point of it. If you get to this level where, you know, your life is you can sacrifice your life. You don't have no, you know, you don't have no rights. You know, they sit here and put you on a lower level. Like I found out the other day, you know, United States has more of its own citizens in prison, you know, than any other country in the world, you know, and that's Russia and China combined.
Mm.
You know, so you sit back,
wow,
and go, well, how the hell does the United States have more of their own people in jail than any other country in the world, and yet at the same time, you got over like 70-some-odd% of those incarcerated are of minority ethnic groups.
Right.
You know, and then they have the businesses that are going on. Like, you know, if you wanted to invest in a federal prison, you can go out there and invest in a federal prison. Like, you're investing in Nextel or, and, you know, investing in Time Warner Cable. It's like you can invest
in. Well,
it's a business. It is a prison. And, you know, my brother, man, my brother was serving a double life sentence in prison. He did over 18 years. And he just was released last year in March. And, you know, some of the stories he would tell me, even with the prison labor, you know, he was working for a mattress company, and he's making mattresses, you know. And, you know, I don't know what mattresses go for. I know they go for, you know, a few hundred dollars to make some mattresses, but the fact is he's over here getting paid, you know, 60, you know, cents a day, you know, to do these things. So I'm thinking, wow, if you can do prison labor and have these prisoners making products, making license plates, making, you know, cell phone covers and all these different things that these private institutions are making these prisoners do, it's an increase in profit. You know, you can't go sit here and make mattresses down here in one of these cities and pay these workers $20. Why would I pay somebody $20 an hour when I can go get prison labor for 60 cents a day? You know, so it's just like a reinstituting of slavery, especially when you have such a high percentage of minority ethnic groups in prison right now, you know. But it's like I said, it's about believing in who you are and your abilities as a people. And we like
and
that.
I think even outside, you know, you don't necessarily have to be in prison to feel as if you have a certain control over you. Look at how many people have lost jobs and stuff, and it feels, you know, you go out there, you look for jobs, and it just seems like you can never find anything. It's people who've been on their job for 20 years, 7 years, you know, and so on, but you feel like there's a hole. I mean, you can't do as much, you know, by you going applying and you having to stoop low and lie on your resume. You're up here with a master's degree and you having to take that off because, you know, you put a bachelor's, you might get the job.
Yeah, that's right. The whole thing. It is how the information that is given to you as a child or the information that's given to you from your mother or your great-great-grandmother, that information. It's like, you know, everybody pretty much was raised saying, hey, you know, you got to go to school, get a good education so you can get you a good job. You know, that's something that they're going to teach, you know, teach us. But on one hand, you should be taught, yeah, get you a good education so you can go create a job, you see, because when you have these people, these brothers that graduate from these Ivy League schools, these Princeton, these Harvards, they're not going out there looking for a job. They're going out there creating a job, you know, and that's the one thing I'm talking about when you have public information and private information. You know, there are universities that lead and excel in some of the new sciences and the new understandings that they have, and those sciences may not be taught in those junior college. You know, that might not be taught at the university of that state. You know, it might be taught at a private institution. You know, you don't hear too many people out of Harvard or Stanford sitting there saying, I don't have a job. You know, their mind is like, I got to create a job. I got to reinvent something and change the game up. You know, that's just how the mind has to think. You can't sit here and expect to get a job and come out of college and, you know, I'm going to go work for this company. You know, there's so much stuff that people have holes in their understanding that things need to be simplified, and that's what going to school should be trying to teach us, to simplify life, make things simpler for us instead of being as complex as they get, you know, because you got so many wars going on, and they're not just regular wars, man. They're like religious wars. You know, you got the Christians going against the Muslims, and you got, you know, the Jewish going against the Muslims. Like, there's so much stuff going on, but when you don't understand the historical aspects of why these people do these things, why they feel this way, or why they sending these mortar rockets to this country as opposed to, you know, having more of a peaceful conversation, it's all historical. And a lot of people be like, you know, being black and coming from, like, after the slave trade, you run into a lot of people like, man, you should forget about that and move on. Move on, don't talk about that. And, you know, I talked to some of my rabbi folks in the past. You know, you sit back and you tell a rabbi or a Jewish person to move on past the Holocaust, you know, they'll look at you like, are you crazy? I'm never going to forget that. I'm never going to forget that. I'm going to remind you of it every time. And that's the whole point I'm talking about. We sit back and understand the private information and the public information, and these different, you know, religious groups, man, they have an agenda that they're trying to fulfill. And if you're not on the top end of that tier of the dudes that are making these moves, then you don't have any power. You know? We don't have
That's real,
as far as African Americans, we don't have no power because we don't embrace our own struggle. We'd rather walk away from the slave trade and be like, this is move on, forget about it, and let's just live your life, you know, let's go to church on Sunday and give praise. All good.
Right.
These other cultures, you know what I'm saying, they over here embrace every struggle and every successful victory that they've had. They just throw it in your face and we celebrate it. You know, we don't celebrate ourselves enough. And that's the problem.
No.
I sit here and I tell a youngster about Nat Turner, they won't know nothing about Nat Turner. You know, you tell them a story about, you know, lift every voice and sing. It's like, how did that used to be the black national anthem, with all these things that we were doing that was empowering ourselves, you know, throughout the early 1900s, even through the 60s, you know, there was such the black rights movement, you know, if that's what it was, but the black rights movement, the blacks wanted their rights, the Negroes wanted their rights, but they took that away and they turned that into the civil rights movement. You know, so it's like we have to sit here and understand, like, yo, we've been going through a struggle, whether it be to get on television, to have our stories played on TV, you know, to even just owning a business, you know, it's just been a struggle. And in a lot of people, since black folks don't acknowledge our own struggle, we look at all these other cultures, you know, surpassed us. You know, I mean, I look at my boy, who's Latino, man. I mean, damn, I go scanning across my TV on my cable. I run into, like, maybe, you know, 15, 16 different Latino channels, you know, all telling you a whole different aspect of their culture. When you look at African-Americans or Africans, we got BET, we got TV1, and then you look at how our images are depicted on those screens. We don't have a lot of dramas on there. We don't have a lot of education on there. You know, we don't have that. It's just constantly comedy and music, and we don't get down to the source of who we are as a people.
That's real, man. That's real, man. You're very positive, man. That's real right there.
And very knowledgeable as well. You dropping some knowledge here on the Nikki Rich Show. You can call in at 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749. And you can press that 1. And I see we got some callers on the line, so we want to go to the phone lines. I know you don't have long, but we're going to get right to the phone lines. I see we have an 864-812 number. We're going to get to this caller. Caller, you are on the air with Nikki Rich. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
You already know. You might as well lock my number in, boo. This Big Tuna, CEO. Area code 864, baby. Come snorkel with me.
Hey, we are live with Ken L. You might know him from the Parkers as well as DJ Unique in the building as well. And Ken's
What's
been dropping
people?
Some knowledge.
I'm on my phone listening to y'all on my phone. I got my wife's phone, and I'm tweeting on her phone. You know, Kenny dropping that knowledge for real, though. Yeah, you're a positive brother, man. I like that.
Word up.
Exactly.
Gotta be, man. Gotta be positive out here. Everything that you see as a negative, you gotta be able to try to flip it into a positive situation, man. Because, I mean, I know a lot of brothers, especially, you know, with the black liberation movements. And I mean, I know a lot of dudes that get it in, man. I mean, I know a lot of, you know, Black Panther Party members, you know, throughout L.A., Oakland. You know, you got my man Salasu Seti out in Detroit. We got a lot of brothers that's out there that really get frustrated at the education that we have of ourselves, and it's painful, man. How can you sit back and know who you are if you can't analyze your own greatness of your past and even your struggles of your past? I mean, that's just what it is. You got to acknowledge those things, and we don't. I was in a lecture the other day called the Evolution of Racism, and you know one of the young ladies, you know, African American woman, she was like, yeah, you know, they didn't teach me all these different things in school. I want to learn about my people and da 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 da. And you know, it's like, I hear you, but if you ain't taking the initiative to learn about your own people, how do you expect another culture, another people to teach you about yourself?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, Kenny, man, how old are you, Kenny?
Man, I feel like I'm 58 years old, man. I got an old soul.
Yeah, I can tell, man, you really done did your research, and, you know, you're a positive brother, man. I just followed you on Twitter and stuff like that, so, you know.
Right on.
Yeah, I want to network with you a little bit, man, because I can use a voice like yours around here. We got a youth movement going on. We kind of sort of. A musical school and arts academy down here in Gaffney, South Carolina. You know, I could probably get you to come in and speak or whatever, man, if you know, be down with it.
Hey, brother, I'm all about that, man. I mean, I love talking to the youth. You know, some of the things that I tell and teach people, you know, it's all the truth, and everything I say can be looked up, researched, and verified. And that's all I try to tell my sisters, my brothers, all people, not just black folks, all people, you know, to think about what it is that you've been taught. Because it's like, you know, I tell my folks, it's like having a kitchen table with four legs, you know. You sit back, you got your kitchen table, got your four legs, and you put your food on there, and you build your life on this foundation. And somebody kicked that one of them kitchen table legs off, the whole table going to fall. You know, and that's how it is with your life. People plant themselves in the ground on these beliefs and facts, and then you sit back and you tell somebody, well, you know, this and this and this didn't happen, and this and this and this didn't happen. And they'd be like, oh, I don't want to believe that. I don't want to believe it. You know, these people say this, these people say that. Well, research it. You know, like I was talking to my partner about, you know, Jesus Christ. You know, all the respect to all followers of all the religions and people who follow, you know, Jesus Christ. That's great. But, you know, when it comes down to it, from my understanding, from what I've read and what I've known, because I've been to Africa and came back, there are no burial sites for anybody in the Bible. Not one. Not one burial site. You know, you won't find it. And yet, you know, I talked to my little youngster just today. I was like, what year is it? What year is it right now? He said 2011. I said, what year is it in China? 2011. What year is it in Africa? 2011. I'm like, okay, this brother thinks it's 2011 all around the globe, when it's not 2011 all around the globe. It's just that we've been believing in Jesus Christ for 2011 years. But you sit back and go to China. You sit back and go to China.
Exactly.
Up here. In China, it's not 2011. You know, when I left from out of Africa, man, like, you know, out there, it's when I was in Egypt, the year is 6252. You know? So you sit back and say it's 6252. Like, damn, that's a lot of years. It's a lot of understanding there. And that's why you sit back and you're like, well, damn, how come that the Muslims or these other cultures can look at life and be like, yo, we've been living on this planet for so long, and we take in all this information about how the world works, you know, whereas us as Africans, we don't even acknowledge how slavery happened, when it happened, who did it, why they do it, none of that stuff. And it disempowers us when we don't embrace our own culture. You know, like I told my partner the other day.
I got to have you because you know the thing, man. You can really speak to the youth for me. And Miss Nikki Rich, I appreciate you letting me come on your show. And you know, I've enjoyed this. I'm feeling this cat right here, man.
Thank you.
Shout out to Gaffney, yo. Shout out to Gaffney, man. I got family down there. Gaffney is in the building.
I think he was asking the question. 1 second. What were you saying, Big Tuna?
Oh, I was asking you who else did you say was on the line, because I really didn't hear you when you first came on about you were naming who I was on the line with. You said DJ.
Oh, DJ, you mean.
This is one and only your DJ favorite DJ, your baby mama's favorite DJ, DJ Unique. Hey!
What's good, man? How you doing?
Man, blessed, man. Just blessed, man, to sit here acknowledging everything that this man is speaking, man, because, man, he got me elsewhere. You learned a lot of stuff.
Hey, this cat right here, he's real smart, man. I like this dude, for real, man.
Yeah.
I feel
like, you know, if I know something that someone else doesn't know, then we don't know anything, and we have to have a conversation. You know, that's how it is. If I could know everything in the world, but if you don't know, then we don't know nothing. And the only way to empower one another is by sharing and having these conversations so you can build and destroy on what's real and what's not. You know, and that's all I'm saying. I look at all my brothers and my sisters, like, you know, the people, my folks is going to church, you know, and it was like, oh, you know, do you go to church? I'm like, yeah, I go to church. I'll listen to the preacher talk about the Bible. I don't mind, you know, because I'm all about gaining understanding and wisdom, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I'm only going to believe in the Bible, and I'm not going to, you know, listen to words out of the Quran, or I'm not going to listen to words out of the Hosea, you know? It's like, how do you equate that here? I'm not going to sit here and tell another person that what you believe in doesn't matter to me. You know, that those things are very important.
That's real.
My partner, you know, we can't find no burial sites, and then we look at all these, the point of a lot of brothers ain't read the Creed of Nicaea, where they actually talk about how they came up with the concept of, you know, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and all these different things. Like, you read that, you be like, yo, if these things were real, why would y'all have to even talk about it and have a discussion on it to even make it manifest? You know? I don't have to, you know, if something happens, if I see an accident, and the accident happens, boom, the accident happens. I don't have to have everybody come around and grab 318 different priests from all over the area to discuss these things to make it a reality. And then have another meeting 60-some-odd years later to modify what we talked about. I mean, that's where I'm at. It's the evolution of where these thoughts and ideas come from, you know.
Right.
It's like I just love my people, man. That's all I'm saying. And I don't like seeing us be taken advantage of, because we are very spiritual people, very spiritual, you know, and that's how it is. And when we have our spirits taken advantage of, we end up losing who we are. And I don't like that part.
Right.
Exactly. Now, you know, we have had the pleasure to have you come on. And you know what? I would love to have you come back to the Nikki Rich Show soon where we could just have the whole time. We could just talk with you about your music and, you know, the projects, other projects you're working on, and just, you know, complete getting it all in. You have so much knowledge and everything, and it's just a blessing that you came on tonight and everybody has the chance to even hear what you have to say, you know, just watching you on TV. I mean, you know, you're doing your thing on TV, and I know you're an actor and stuff like that, but just having you here, you know, I got a better understanding of who Ken L. is, and it's just a wonderful thing. You know, I'm learning a lot for everything you're saying right now. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's what happens most of the time, because it's like you get introduced to information that you've never been brought to you, you know. That's how it was with a lot of people. You know, somebody try to teach you something new, you don't get it the first time until you go back, read and research, and be like, oh, dang, like, this is real talk. You know? I wish we was able to go to church on Sundays and just sit here and just every time you go to church on Sunday, you learning about your history, learning about your people, learning about your struggle. Learning someone else's.
And that's how it used to be. That's how it used to be. They used to sing those, you know, the Black National Anthem in church. They used to sing it in school, because I remember, you know, you would do the regular national anthem, and then you would sing the Black National Anthem, and you know, it goes away, and you don't think nothing of it because nobody's not really seeing anything, you know, to be like, what happened? You know, it's like we don't even care, and we don't recognize that we're slowly getting things taken away from us and do not even realize.
Like they say, man, if you want to change any type of revolution, you know, you cut the head off the snake, and people know that we've had our leaders all throughout the 60s, all them. The head got cut off, you know, whether it was Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, or even JFK or Patrice Lumumba, any of these people that were leading in a revolution, you know, Fred Hampton that was leading the revolution of like, yo, we're not going to accept this anymore. You know, you want us to, you know, everybody's talking about let's go back to the forefathers of this country. It's like, whoa, you go back too far to the forefathers of this country. They was all slave owners, you know? And then, you know, you sit back and you be like, yo, man, you know, George Washington, you know, he was, you know, basically running all the slaves, and yet he was impregnating the slaves, and that's why you got so many black folks out here named Washington now.
Right.
Because George Washington didn't have children with his wife.
Right.
You know, people need to know that. George Washington had no kids with Martha. He had kids with his slaves. Even Thomas Jefferson had kids with his slaves, you know? So it's like you sit back and be like, yo, man, the people that built this country, you know, sat here and you know, demeaned a whole culture of people, you know, all because of a belief system, you know, all because of a religious belief system that gave them the authority, so it seemed, to degrade a whole culture, you know, and people were like, you know, I don't understand how people don't grasp that. You know, Native Americans did not believe in Christianity, nor did they know who Jesus Christ was, you know, but they were still a spiritual people. But yet you see what happened to them and where they are right now and all the things that happened to them, and they still embrace who they are as a people, and they still are trying to come up with their knowledge, with their reservations, and do what they do. But as far as African Americans, we don't even try to go back to understand who we are, where we come from, and how to get back to a place of glory, you know? It's a strange thing.
You got to think about that's how we're trained. I mean, you got to really think. We're trained to do that because, you know, when you talk about you going back to the slaves and everything like that, you realize that, you know, when we were taken from wherever we were, because we was all over, we wasn't just in Africa. That's what a lot of people don't realize. We was everywhere, you know, besides here. You know, like even the Asian countries, Asia, London, everywhere. That's why you got so many Africans that are in London as well. But mm-hmm. what I'm saying is people don't realize when we were taken, you got to remember that there were different Africans, different cultures of black people that was mixed up, that spoke different languages. And they were all, you know, split up so they can't communicate with each other. And mm-hmm. some were, you know, like some were like, what you would not say, Uncle Tom's people who, you know, some slaves own slave masters. I mean, were slave masters. You know, some people got free because they might have told on their sister, or they might have, you know, told on their brother or whatever. You know, uh-huh. it's just how it was. It was a part of the game. You know, it was just how we're trained. You know, like some just say if you're a slave or somebody. You know, they wouldn't let you through, you know, like the different railroads or whatever, you know, paths they were going to. They would let their master know where you was going. It was like, mm-hmm. like snitches and different things like that. That's just yeah, how yeah. it is. And even today, we won't help each other. We feel like we might get too far ahead of somebody. I might be a president and you might not be. You know, it's like, yeah. that's how it is.
You go back to the days, they couldn't let a slave read. They couldn't let a slave learn to read, none of that stuff. So you got to think, the information that we were receiving, man, it was nothing. We didn't have no information of who we were. And once the slave, like even with the story of Nat Turner, you know, Nat Turner taught himself to read. You know what I'm saying? And the fact his brother's sitting here reading the Bible and he's finding divinity in the Bible of who he is. And now he's like, yo, this is not the position that God wants us in. And although, you know, he said God came to him and told him to go kill all these slave masters, I mean, that's what it was for him, you know? But once he found himself, right. he found divinity in himself, he was like, yo, this ain't the way it's supposed to be, you know? And that's why another story, when we talk about the Bible, you know, the Egyptians are, Egypt is in Africa, therefore the Egyptians are African. You know, you're looking at these right. African people, you're looking at these African people enslaved these Hebrew people, and that's what it was, you know, and that's the history that's being told. But then, you see how Moses came in to Egypt and took his people out of Egypt, and they ended up getting into Israel, you know, and that was all good. And then we look at black folks, we have the same similar story. You know, we were brought here and enslaved. And then you had a man named Marcus Mosiah Garvey, you know, who came and was building these great companies, trying to get black folks to go back to where we come from. We can start to learn who we are. But they deported right. him. That was our Moses right there. They deported him, you know, and we're still in the same position. And a lot of people got issues with that. I mean, I got issues with it because I don't see us being empowered. I see us giving our power away by not stepping up and say, hey, you know, these are our communities, and we have to protect them, and we have to give our children the information that's going to have them striving for success and not trying to avoid the police every damn day. You know, with them falling into these stereotypes, you know, just by the way you dress, you know, you're going to be affiliated with the gang, you know, just by that standard of that uniform that as us as African Americans, the black people wear, they prejudge us, you know, regardless of how much money you make, what kind of car you drive, what city you live in, you know, they prejudge us by who
we are.
And it's a terrible situation. And we have to change the image of how people look at us. And that's when I
right.
talk back about the cops. You know, we watch cops and we see all these brothers and people get caught up and arrested, you know, profiling us as being criminals. But, you know, cops isn't just shown in America. It's shown all over the world. And people are having opinions of who we are. You know, and that's why when other cultures come into this country, they look at us like, oh, you know, you niggas ain't shit, you know. Y'all ain't got no
right.
culture. Y'all embrace y'all culture. Y'all don't know who you are. And so that's why they put us on the low end of this totem pole. You know, that's just what it is. We
right.
don't
but we have to break that cycle. We have to really break that cycle and, you know, come together. Somebody has to do it. And I know some might be negative saying, oh, it's never going to happen. But guess what? You speak what happened. Like, if you saying, oh, it's never going to happen, it's never going to happen. Guess what? It really is never going to happen. So, you know, what you thinking and speaking, I feel, comes to light. So, you know, somebody
right.
needs to step it up. You know,
right.
If it's a couple of people doing something about it, guess what? That's one step toward somebody. You know, our kid, we might not do it in our time, but, you know, I know people have kids. Their kids might, make that difference, and it'll continue on, you know. But if we keep on this and, you know, black people don't work together, we can't do this, that's how it's going to always be. Don't speak that.
I mean, that's what I was telling my partner the other day. I was like, you know, you look at this dictionary with all these English words in here, and they already have these definitions of what each word means. You know, and you being from Africa and you being brought here as a slave, they had a word in that dictionary to describe who you were, and that was black. You know, and black has no life. Black is a mystery. Everything that's associated with black is bad. You know, you sit back and look at all these other cultures out here. You know, the Chinese people don't call themselves yellow people. They call themselves Chinese. And when they come to America, they're Chinese American, meaning that they come from China and their people originate from China. Same way from Mexicans, same way from Arabs. They all got a country of origin. But when it comes down to black people, we call ourselves black, therefore not even identifying with any landmass on this globe. Like, we just miss the people, you know, and that it doesn't give us a sense of who we are. Even the Jewish folks that come to America, you know, they fly back to their country, which is Israel, you know, and that's where they go, and that's where they claim, that's what they ride for, and that's what they defend. Even the United States government stands by Israel, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But we don't have that type of understanding or global connection with our own people. Like, I was talking to my partner the other day, I met this dude, he's a Haitian dude. You know, I'm like, he's like, you know, I'm Haitian. I'm like, oh, damn, you from Haiti, huh? Like, yeah, yeah. I said, okay, how you get there? How you get to Haiti? Well, I was born there. Well, how your mama get there? Well, she was born there. Well, how your mama get there? How did y'all end up on Haiti? How'd y'all end up on the island of Hispaniola? You know, and that's the whole point. They don't want to think about that. They don't want to think that you was brought here on a slave boat and the island of Hispaniola or Haiti was just a place where the slaves, you know, manufacturing the spices. You know, the salt in your food. They don't think that. And I got people that live in the Bahamas. You know, we from the Bahamas. Okay, how y'all get there? My mama was born there. Well, how did they get there? You know, everybody wants to sit here and not connect themselves to that one country of origin, while every other culture does it, except us. And anytime we mention our condition, our history, our existence, they're calling it reverse racism. Oh, man, nah.
Right.
And that's what it is.
It's very positive, man. With all the listeners out there, man, if you want to teach somebody this knowledge, man, let them know how to find you on Twitter, Facebook, or whatever, man. Let them know how to reach you, man.
Yeah, definitely hit me up on the Twitter shop. It's at Kenny Kemet. It's KennyKemet. That's the Twitter. And you also go to my website, which is www.ken-l.com. And on the Facebook, it's facebook.com/kenl.music.
Oh, man, we got to get together, though, man, for real on that music type thing, man, because I know
you're
positive with the words, man. I know your raps are retarded. Your raps are retarded, man. Man, for real, man, most definitely, man. Just keep grinding, man, you know what I'm saying? Preach that, man, because, you know, I learned a lot, you know what I'm saying, tonight, man. Cause
me
a lot
too.
Of stuff said I ain't even know, you know what I'm saying? And, wow, and I know I'm a little bit older than you, and man, I don't even know that, man. Just stay positive, man, and, you know, you got our support up here at the Nicky Rich Show anytime, man.
Word up, man. Much love. Also,
I want you to send me some tracks now. I want you to come back, you know, with some music on deck.
yeah, definitely. We'll definitely connect up, send me some email where I can send some music to, and I'll definitely get it to you.
Most definitely, man. Make sure you follow Nicky Rich on Twitter. I know you probably is. Follow DJ Unique 23, man. And we're going to get it in, man. Make sure your music get out there, man, and make sure we have some of these knuckleheads, man, because we got a lot of them in the South, man, need to hear this, man. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk, man. One more thing.
We got to get you out of here.
I want to say another thing. You know, we always talk about, you know, niggas. And I found out that in Ethiopia, you know, they have a word out there called niggas. You know, it's spelled N-E-G-U-S, niggas. you know, and that word actually means king, African king, Ethiopian king.
Wow.
It's kind of
crazy. I didn't even know that.
We sit here and we call each other niggas, and people say, don't call yourself a nigga. Don't call yourself a nigga. But if you go to Ethiopia and you look at this, the glossary of the words that they have to describe the word niggas, which is N-E-G-U-S, it means African. You know, it's like, whoa. Kind of
wow.
Why are we denying ourselves who we are?
Wow. Wow.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Like I said, look it all up, man. Everything I said can be looked up and verified as truth.
Wow. Well, we thank you, and we're going to get you back soon, most definitely. And we thank you for coming through to the Nikki Rich Show. I always say to our guests, we wish you all the best, much love and success. And I end tonight by saying God bless.
God bless all day and day. Much love and respect to the Nikki Rich Show, DJ Unique, Big Tuna. I love all y'all. Let's get it in. You.
That's what it do.
All right. You were just listening to Ken L. You might know him from the Parkers, Moesha, Malibu's Most Wanted, and so much more. He's also a hot artist. Y'all, it's just been awesome. It's been crazy tonight. Our phone lines are booming. I'm going to get to the phone lines as well. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play some music just right quick because we're getting geared up for our second half of the show. Are you ready for our second half? DJ Unique.
That's all I got to say.
Man.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Oh,
that's
honey.
All I got to say.
I'm so
ready. Man, shout out to the
it's about to go down.
Shout out to the big homie from Gaffney, man. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to get listeners from out there, man. You know, that's a little small town out there in South Kakalaki. You know, so I got family down there. Shout out to the Wilsons, you know what I'm saying, down there in Gaffney, South Carolina.
Shout out to Big Tuna coming on, representing. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to go to this. Soulja Boy, Gucci Mane, Gucci Bandana. I had to take it back.
Gucci Bandana.
Gucci Bandana.
What's up, world? It's your girl, Nikki Rich. We are live. We're based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. You can catch us Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For all our listeners, you can call in and talk to myself or our co-host for the day, DJ Eni, 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749. And you know I'm about to go to these phone lines. It's been buzzing. It's been crazy. I'm going to a 601 number. 601, caller, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Well, this is Miss Sunshine, and right now I'm calling from some part of Virginia.
Hey, Sunshine. Sunshine.
How you doing?
Hey,
Miss?
Hey.
You doing all right?
Hey. We're doing good. We're glad to have y'all tuned in to the Nikki Rich Show. Tell us who you with, Miss Sunshine.
Girl, I am with the one and only Chick Bang Theory, straight out of Jackson, Mississippi, all-female live band, and we are rocking with you right now.
Shout out to Chick Bang Theory. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Yes,
well,
I hear him.
I want to know. Let them know, you know, what you guys got going on. Well, we're actually on the way to New York because we're going to be on BT's 106 in Park this Wednesday, or Wild Out Wednesday.
Now.
Love, man. Y'all going to tear the stage up. Go ahead.
Nikki, they wanted to give you a little taste of, you know, what Wednesday is going to be like.
Oh, man, do it. Yes, do it now, honey.
All right, y'all ready? One, two, three. Why do I love you like I do? So many imperfections, still I want you with those crazy flaws. No, don't you say that all, 'cause I'm digging you just the way you are, the way you are.
That's a car sound, though. You know.
Man.
Okay.
Y'all gonna have to do something. Why y'all stop? We gonna have to hear some more of that. I wanna hear some more.
They gotta say that for tomorrow now. They gotta say that for tomorrow. They gotta hold their voices now.
Get some little ones.
Voice right now. We're gonna take votes right now. Why not?
Everybody, you know, y'all tune in to 106 in Park, and y'all take, you want to text A to 79922. The show starts at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Awesome. Can everybody just tell us who each person is? You know, you can go ahead and let everybody know who is all in the group, each person.
Okay. Hey, everybody, this is Olivia, one of the lead vocalists.
Hi, I'm Chiquita. I am a background vocalist, and bass player.
This is Amanda. I'm the other lead vocalist.
I'm Jess. I'm a background vocalist and also the keyboardist.
And we're missing Sharita and Larissa. Sharita plays the drums and Larissa plays the keys as well as the sax. There you have
it. Now.
They
deep over there. How many of y'all?
Pardon?
How many of y'all? I see y'all deep. How many of y'all?
It's six.
Oh, now. Okay.
Ever so talented, ladies.
Oh, man. I just wish y'all the best. Y'all going up there and y'all going to kill it, because I see some artists on there, I was like, how in the world y'all going to kill that show on Wednesday? If y'all sing that song right there, that's all you got to do, sing that.
They about to kill it. Just keep listening your thoughts and prayers. We still have, like, what is it, five more hours? Like, 5 more hours before we actually make it to New York.
And it's been a long day. We've been on the road, but we getting it. So just, you know, keep us in your thoughts and prayers. So we, you know, finish up these last 5 hours, and we'll be able to get our rest tomorrow and Wednesday. Just show the world what Chick Bang Theory is all about.
Awesome, man. It's just real tonight. I'm just so glad that y'all came through on the Nikki Rich Show. I mean, it's crazy. And I just wish you guys the best because, you know, just the opportunity for y'all, everybody, like, worldwide is watching y'all. And, you know, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy on Wednesday because I know with me, when I watch 106 and Park, I see all kind of texts, tweets, and everything. So I can imagine if I was going there, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be live. And I just wish you guys the best, safe trip. And, you know, y'all going to tear it up. Don't talk too much. You know, don't be talking too much once you get up there. You know, it's cold and your voices and everything.
They're
going to
want to party when they hit New York.
We're going to keep it chill. We're going to keep it chill until after the show. But
you got to rest.
Thank you both. We wanted to thank you both for, you know, the support, especially you, Ms. Nikki Rich. You know, you always support, you know, BSS Radio, Chick Bang Theory. And we also would like for you guys to follow them on Twitter, Chick Bang Theory, that's ChickBangTheory. So follow and make sure you tell, you know, spread the word and let them know straight out of Jackson, Mississippi, 5-6 talented ladies will be on 106 and Park Wednesday, November 2nd. And we'll keep rocking. I know you guys can see the show.
I know exactly about Johnson, Mississippi. I've been out there. I went to the casino and everything out there. I know about the Mississippi now. I know about Mississippi, but y'all about to go home where I'm from, man. Make sure y'all dress warm. You know what I'm saying? Be careful on that road, you know what I'm saying, because it was a little bit of snow out there. So, you know what I'm saying, you got my vote. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tune in tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to follow you because I do the Twitter thing. You know what I'm saying? Me and Nikki be going ham on Twitter. So we got y'all.com.
Oh, we're going ham right now. I'm going back and forth. I'm seeing who can retweet. I see Chick Bang Theory. They retweeting, so they going even hammer.
Thank you so much, Nikki and DJ Unique. We appreciate you guys. Really.
But Sunshine, before you leave, we don't want you to leave yet because just right quick, I want you to let everybody know that you are in a video. Tell us a little bit about that video you in. I saw you getting down. I saw the, you know, you
no,
just recently. Big
well,
Truck. Tell us a little bit about Big Truck.
Oh, Big Truck. Okay. Big Truck was Jim Jack. He's an artist straight out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, known for Mr. Drive Dance. You have to go to his YouTube to understand why he calls himself Mr. Drive Dance. Like, he be straight killing it. And his latest single was called Big Truck. And we were down there for our event in Hammond, Louisiana. We had a showcase car wash, the pool party weekend. And so it happened to be the weekend he was shooting his video. And, man, he was just like how we were doing our big truck. We were little girls, but we was riding them big trucks like it wasn't nothing. So he put us in the video, and we had a ball. Like, it was so much fun. So, you know, big shout-out to Jim Jack and Young Sleep and Young Carter, everybody that showed us love down there when we went to Hammond, Louisiana.
Yeah, so y'all got to go to YouTube and check it. But I wanted to play this, you know, like I say, I wish you all the best, but I wanted you to introduce it so I can go ahead and play it. And I thank you guys for coming on and just listening to the show. I want y'all to rock New York, represent out there, you know, represent your city, your state, everybody.
Most definitely. We represent Chick Bang Theory, Team Women Power, Miss Nikki Rich, yes, and that's we represent the whole nine, Jackson, Mississippi, everybody. We're doing it big. So right now you about to get into this big truck,
big truck track,
the Jim Jack, straight out of Hammond, Louisiana.
Here we go.
Man on the track. All right. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest show on the planet. That's what it is. We are live, streaming from Charlotte, North Carolina. DJ Unique in the building. What's going on?
Man, all I got to say is holler in your big truck. I was feeling that right there. That's the shit right there. .com. That's something new. I ain't hear that. I don't got that right there in my big truck.
Exactly. That was hot right there. I'm loving that. Man, it is going down right now. We just had a great show. It's been crazy. It's been live. We had a, you know, awesome show just sitting down talking to Ken Lawson. And you, like I say, you might know him from the Parkers. He is the young guy on the Parkers, along with he's been on Moesha, Malibu's Most Wanted. Boy, he went and dropped some knowledge tonight. I learned things I have never, you know, known for so many years. And like you say, it's really important that you educate yourself.
Wow, I just got a text, Miss Nikki.
Yeah.
I just got a text. Shout out to my big homie, Drew Starr. You know what I'm saying? You know him as Fredro from Onyx. You know what I'm saying? He just sent me a text. You know what I'm saying? He heard that he's on Twitter. He said he ain't on the air, but he said he heard he was going to be on the show. He wanted to big him up. So that's coming from Drew Starr.
Wow. That's crazy.
We're going in, man. That Twitter is a fool. So if y'all got Twitter, please follow DJ Unique at DJ Unique 23. You know what I'm saying? Follow Miss Nikki Rich.
And Miss Nikki Rich.
We doing big
exactly.
things, man. Miss Nominated Award winner. Now.
Yes. Like I say, I was presented this weekend with an award, and it was just for, you know, hosting showcase. Several showcases, and it's a trophy. It's a musical trophy, and you know it was very special for me because I started this thing in April, 2011, April the 5th, matter of fact, and just you know to receive something like that for what I'm doing now is amazing, and it just makes me feel so good, and it just pushes me forward. And, you know, it gives me that drive because I can look at that and see, wow, you know, I deserve this. And I can say, you know, somebody is noticing what I'm doing right now.
That's right, man. You know what I told you. Just keep on rocking and rolling. There's more. We got to go to the Grammys, baby. You already know you're dealing with DJ Unique. We going straight to the Grammys. Shout out to my cousin, Mr. Cheeks, also, man. Lost Boy representative, man. You know what I'm saying? They talk about awards. You know, I'm a nominated, Nikki, for DJ of the Year at the Queen City Awards.
Wow. Shout out to DJ Unique, nominated for the Queen City, the QC Award.
Yeah, man, so anybody that's listening, man, please go on www.queencity.com. All you got to do is go to search box, go to nominations, and put DJ Unique in that search box, you know what I'm saying, and vote for your boy, man, cause I deserve it, man. You know, I ran into – shout out to Kevin, you know what I'm saying? I ran into him. You know, I had to let him know a little something. I'm trying to offend it about that. You know, like the Queen City Awards is like the BET Awards in Charlotte, man. I think I deserve it, man. I put in a lot of work
exactly.
for Charlotte.
Well, you know, we're so happy that you are getting, you know, nominated. And you're going to get that award. We're speaking that into existence right now.
Oh, man, you already know. But, I'm, you have to come in the red carpet with me. I got a surprise for a lot of people. They think I'm coming in there with somebody big. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have somebody come in and let the world know. Even if I don't win, they know I'm going to win next year because, you know what I'm saying, I bring the stars out. You know what I'm saying? So, man, it's a real big movement. You know what I'm saying? And I want a trophy to sit right next to yours, nigga.
Exactly. Well, you know what? I'm going to go to a – right now I have a 404-441 number on the line.
Hey.
I'm going to go to that.
That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
What my name is?
That's my name.
What's happening, yo?
What is it?
What's going on?
Hey, man, everything's champagne, man. I get trick-or-treating with the kids.
Man, we have Shawty, the comedian, in the building represent. Y'all, you know, I said, I was too excited for you to come because you don't know how many times I watch your movie. I'm telling you.
Do you know where we're going with this thing?
Hey, Shawty.
What's up, man?
You know you're my nigga, right?
Yeah, all day and tomorrow.
Man, you got to hit it one time for Nikki, man, for real, man. Hit that round real quick for one time for the world.
Please.
Hot water cornbread, I said. Got popped out of bed. Now I'm seeing red. Peeing in my bed, I must be dead. Flip a kick, trying to talk like a clock with a hole in my sock. I can kiss a nap, scrap for my gat. I hit you with the word, y'all. Like I need to turn on. I talk to the bobo, but I float on the low, low. And I will get your dope. Do you know where we going with this? Say it, Daddy. Say hi.
I'm telling you, you just don't know how I'm feeling, right?
Hey, man, look, let me tell you something. I've been out trick or treat, right? And they be like, who are you? I be like, I'm No Doubt. This ain't shit, this No Doubt. Do you know where we going with this? Hey, man. Hey, y'all know it's Halloween. I want to send a shout out to all the white girls trying to look like Nicki Minaj. Y'all really look like Lady Gaga.
Man, Shawty came in going in.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. Hey, this is a day for all the ugly women to go out and win at something you ain't got to try to do. Hey, man, nigga baby mama in the club last night, she was dressed like she dressed every day. She won best Halloween contest. I said, ain't that a bitch? This bitch look up and down every day. She don't walk out with the 10 grand. Hey, the bill was pregnant. They say, what are you? She said, I'm somebody's baby mama from the project.
Damn.
Man, he going in.
Yep. Hey,
you
hey,
going
I
in.
I saw a nigga got caught with some dope tonight, right? He told me, man, I'm a drug dealer for Halloween. He said, well, your second Halloween costume is going to be an inmate.
He said, your second costume. This your second half.
Down here in Georgia, they put all the sex offenders in and they locked them up in a room together and gave them all lotion for Halloween.
Wow.
Oh, God. You know what that means.
Them niggas are not giving it to each other. Hey, they walking in there says up in the thing like trick or treat. Yeah. Anybody dress up like Antoine Dawson for Halloween, kill yourself.
Antoine Dawson.
You wanna talk about Halloween, man. I remember one day, man, me and Shorty was just talking, man, and he's like, I'm about to send you a tweet picture. He found Michael Jackson in the mall. The female.
Oh, yeah. You remember that? That's your dad, that nigga was dead. That motherfucker, hey, how you find that motherfucker? It was a
woman. Oh, I got a picture of me with Michael Jackson.
Everybody with Michael Jackson last year. Oh, who the? Hey, I seen the little boy with Lil Wayne, right? He had on some girl fans. You saw that picture?
Yeah.
That was the best Lil Wayne. That was the best Halloween costume. He had on the belt for niggas. Yeah, it's going around Twitter. Yeah. But look, man,
The little girl was Nicki Minaj.
I seen one nigga was a dick and his girl was the pussy.
Did you see the one with the maxi pad? The maxi pad.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh my God.
I'm finna go put on me a blue suit. I'm gonna be Viagra.
Viagra.
Hey, I wish y'all could see my little boy here in the back. Hold on, who you is, Daddy? Tell him who you is. Say it loud. Okay. Tell him who you is.
He trying to talk to y'all.
You got his Spider-Man whole suit. You Spider-Man, yeah, I'm at Trick or Treat, man, with the little ones, man. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it real big for Halloween. They weren't giving out no candy at the mall. Somebody they did it Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah, all the people walking up with their kids. I ain't care. I just went over there with them $500,000 houses was and got out and started walking like we live over there.
I know that's right.
They was giving out iPods and shit. I'm going straight to the pawn shop in the morning.
And dollars and money. Get you some gas money.
They gave us a goddamn joint farming grill. Let me tell y'all about the trip part about it. So when me and my son knock on the people's door and they ain't got no candy and they realize that it's me, they go trying to give me everything. They go try. They one girl broke over the box of granola bars. My son say,
Now
I'm
picking
it Halloween.
Now, Shawnee, do you be blending in with the kids?
Yeah, you know we're the same size. I got on my Gucci book bag, and my skull cap. I look just like a kid. Hey, it was this little black ass boy out trick or treat, right? And he had a dot on top of his head. I'm like, what are you? That nigga said, I'm a beeper. he started shaking. I thought he was having a seizure. I said, what the hell wrong with you? He said, nigga, don't you see me vibrating?
I'm a pager.
Oh, my
God.
911.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Come on, Shorty, man. Wow.
Hey, man, you know we're getting it in, man. It's all in fun, man. I'm finna drop my son off and my baby mama. Goddamn. I'm finna mess with her and be like, what you here for Halloween? Oh, hold on. I know. You're a bitch. Bitch, you a bitch every day.
Wow.
You are crazy.
Oh, man,
man, this dude right here did so much stuff, man. Shorty, man, let him know some of the stuff that you've been doing, man.
Hey, man, I'm working on a lot of stuff, man. If y'all go on, actually, I just looked up this new deal, man. I'm with these French designers, right? It's called a Doom. And it's A.DOM. Y'all Google that. Doom. They real fly, high-end shirts, man. They're coming straight from Paris. We bring them straight to the U.S., man. Ain't nobody hardly seen this style. Y'all about to see me break out with it in a minute. And on the flip of that, man, I'm working on this skateboard film, man, called Over the Hill. I'm trying to get a whole lot of collective skaters, actors, and, you know, people who down with the movement together, man, we're going to do this thing real big. I've been doing a lot of skateboarding lately, working out. I used to skate as a kid. So I've just been bringing that back to my form, man. I've been hanging out with a lot of the pro skaters, getting it in. Me and little Chucky was skating today. So we just going to come together and do this movie, man, just to advance the skateboarding because, you know, it's something we can give to this sport. Because people don't really think skateboarding is a sport, but it is actually a sport, and it does actually work against child obesity because you're working off so many calories when you're skateboarding, so it's really a real good exercise, and it's bringing the kids off in front of the TV, off in front of the video games, and bringing them together to play with other kids because you rarely hear people go outside and play anymore. So, you know, when you go to the skate park, man, you got from like 7-8-year-olds all the way up to 50-60-year-old men out there skateboarding, and it's just a great part. So, man, we're going to bring this all the way to the hip-hop. Big shout-out to DGK, my boy Stevie Williams, Marcus McBride, They over there doing it big, man, at the playground, man. They some pro skaters, and, you know, they doing their thing amongst hip-hop community and giving back. And, man, we just doing it real big like that, man. I also got a health show. It's funny as hell. It's called Comedy Camp. When I first got on the health thing and started working out, I was working in the gym. So I was like, man, let me get some fat comedians in here, and we film it, because working out is not no easy job. And it's funny to watch fat people work out. So I got it together, man. I got with my trainer. Also got with comedian actor Tommy Ford from Martin. And we put together a TV show, man. We went and shot a couple of episodes, and it's looking real good. It's called Comedy Camp. So y'all look out for that, man. And y'all can always follow me on Twitter at Shouty Comedian. I ain't going to sit here and tell y'all I tweet every moment of my life. I've been sued on Twitter. I come on there. I bust a couple of jokes. I let y'all know where the hell I'm going to be at. And, you know what I'm saying, I jump on and off at my discretion. I'm a part-time tweeter, because I'm going to let y'all know this. My baby mama them be on Twitter, and they be trying to count their shows. They be trying to get them tweet pics, see how many chains I got on, what kind of car I'm standing in front of. I know this shit going to be in court. I already know. So I just tweet a couple jokes and goddamn tell everybody hello. You're free to ask me anything. So y'all follow me at Shout the Comedian and rap with me, man. It's all good.
Oh, man. Let him know a couple of the movies and, like, Nick Cannon wilding out and all that.
Oh, yeah, man. Things I've done, man. You know, I've been blessed, man. I'm a regular member of Nick Cannon's Wilding Out. You see me on now the last three seasons. Love for Sale. I did the movie Clean Up Men with Triple Six Mafia. I've been in so many feature films, man. I was in Something Like a Business starring Kevin Hart. Y'all go get that. The Source Awards From Behind. Y'all know me from Nelly's Tip Drill, because ain't nobody coming up in that big, beautiful house without them big, beautiful ladies having that party without me. No, I'm coming in with their cameras. Y'all know them some of my classic lines from Tip Drill, man. And y'all know what it is. What my name is?
Sade.
What about
Butthead? Butthead, yeah. Everything look good, Butthead. Yeah, ain't so much, man. Y'all can go on my website, www.shawtyshawty.com. They got clips of everything. I've been on all the music videos. I've been in over 100 and some music videos. We on the top of World Star right now, where I'm a world star. I'm playing Big Head Rico from Belly. And I'm a world star with Gucci Mane, Drummer Boy, and Titty Boy, and Young Buck. Y'all go on World Star and check that out. We at the top banner right now, man, and getting it in with a 500,000 views. So, man, we hustling, man, over here, man, in Shawty Land, man. Y'all just catch up with me. Follow me on that Twitter. Y'all will catch it. Catch me in the city, coming to you real soon.
Most definitely.
Well, Shawty, I'm telling you, you got to come back soon to the Nicki Rich show. You know, don't make this your last time. We gotta have you back.
No, man, look, when y'all can just call me up. As long as I'm free, goddamn, we can rap. Y'all need to find out. Y'all want to get the funny on something. Y'all want me to express my feelings on some things. Y'all just hit me up, man. It's always good as an open line.
And once they hear your voice, who it is?
Huh?
I said, once they hear your voice, who it is? What you're saying all the time? You hear my voice?
Oh, yeah. Y'all know it. All the people, all the fellas out there ain't spending no time with their kids. All the fellas in there who caking these women. Y'all don't know these women. So I want y'all to hear my voice right now. All y'all busters out there listening at my voice. Now you know what your kid's daddy sound like. Appreciate your support. Yo, I got Rosie. Hey, man, I just pulled up to the baby mamas, man. I got a hell of this. Ship the kids off, man. I want y'all to have a happy Halloween. Y'all be safe, man. Call me anytime.
You too.
You
have a happy Halloween.
All right, that's what's up.
All right. You just heard it first. That was Shoddy, the comedian, man. I love when he say, do you know where we going with this?
Hi.
That is my...
Now, you know, you see, I stole his whole thing there now. That's my joint right there, man. And to the world, man, I'm letting y'all know he real good. People follow him on Twitter. I show you comedian, you know what I'm saying? And I also wanted to shout him out because, you know what I'm saying, I got a mixtape that's out right now called The GOAT. You know what I'm saying? You go on DatPiff, DatPiff, and he did the intro for me. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's the only comedian that I know had a live DJ actually live while he's performing. You know what I'm saying? So it was a blessing
yeah.
to even be in there. Man, he had me DJing while he was on stage. You know what I'm saying? So, man, shout out to Shorty Comedian, man. You know, I had to get him for you, baby. He's like, Shorty. I said, hey. That's what the hang
man.
Come from. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the big homie.
Shout out to Shorty, man. This is how we do it. We do it big. You know, I got a couple of announcements before we go. We got 5 minutes left. I just want to let everybody know that this coming Thursday, DJ Unique will be starting a mix. It's going to be early because I know you got an event to take care of, but yeah, you're going to be starting to mix. It's going to be every Thursday, so we're ready to bring that DJ Unique. It's going to be the DJ mix with DJ Unique. It's going to be hot. You know, I've already let everybody know on the site and also on the social sites as well. So we getting geared up for that, you know, and we're releasing that new segment. Also, you know, we also have another segment known as Sex, Love, Raw, Uncut with Troy Rawlings. So we've really been getting it in. And tomorrow, DJ Unique, tomorrow, we got Trick Daddy coming through.
Oh, that boy is so ready. He is so ready. Man, I'm going to tell you, that conversation we had with him on the phone was just crazy, man. He spit raps to us and everything, man. It's a real good look, man. Real, real good look.
It was so real. He is ready. And I just want to let all the listeners know out there right now, he's willing to work with all you guys. He said it's not a certain person he want to work with. He want to work with everybody. So if you want a feature with Trick Daddy, first you got to bring that dough. But he also willing to work with you guys. So, you know, make sure you tune in tomorrow. You might get a chance to talk to him because he is real. I'm telling you, he got on that phone and he was sitting on the phone. It was unreal. I can't even explain. It was crazy. So awesome.
It was crazy, man. It was definitely crazy, man. Yeah, man. Thursday, I'm excited about Thursday, though, man. For real, that's a real big, man. It's an honor, you know what I'm saying, for you to even ask me to do that, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm with it. I'm going to run till the wheels fall off, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to knock that out. And also, if you're in the Rock Hill, South Carolina area, I will be at Club Cascades doing a college party, you know what I'm saying? I haven't been at Rock Hill in a minute, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to the whole South Carolina. Shout out to the whole world, man. Shout out to everybody that's listening, man. Shout out to all the callers, man. Make sure y'all vote for the – what's the name of the group that's going to be on Winston Park tomorrow?
The name of the group is Chick Bang Theory. Chick Bang
man.
Theory. They're going to be on Wednesday for Wild Out Wednesday.
Make sure y'all vote for them. And shout out to my model, Miss Aisha, the tattoo model. You know what I'm saying? She's listening also right now. So shout out to her.
Major shout out to Aisha. She came through last week. She's one of our guests and it was just such a great interview. She's doing major things. She has some projects she's working on. And y'all just support our sister. She is known as the tattoo model. She's doing her thing. And we just wish you all the best.
Most definitely. And plus to all listeners, if you want to see her, she just made a slideshow on YouTube. All you got to put is Aisha, the tattoo model. You know what I'm saying? Her slideshow. You know what I'm saying? She's doing bookings. You know what I'm saying? She's hosting parties. You know what I'm saying? Just get at me on Twitter at DJ Unique 23. Shout out to my boss lady, Cherokee, the porn star. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Island Icon. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, Miss Ricky Rich, man. Shout out to everybody, man. They're just too blessed to be stressed, man.
Exactly. You know, we got a couple of seconds, but I want to let everybody know you can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich or at Nikki Rich Show. And we are getting it in. You can also go to our Facebook. We have Facebook pages as well. You can like our Facebook page, The Nikki Rich Show, as well as you can go to our site, NikkiRichShow.com. We just recently updated NikkiRichShow.com, and you can go there. But I would like to thank everybody for just, you know, being a part of the Nikki Rich Show, supporting, and, you know, I just really appreciate it. And, you know, we're growing, and you have to bear with us because, like I said, we're starting this thing from the ground up. God is so good. I'm truly blessed to, you know, come encounter with DJ Unique, Troy Rollins, Mocha Styles, the PR, you know, my PR, along with so many others. God is so good. But I like to thank everybody, you know, and I always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And I end tonight by saying God bless. I'm your girl, Nikki Rich, and we are out. Nikki Rich Show Live.
My bad ass. I'm talking to you. My bad ass. I'm talking these motherfuckers. Okay.
Okay, now I'm in the spot where I wanna be. Money spent, niggas getting bent, chicks in front of me. Just the way I like it, funny turning something. I got a seat up in the cut and I'm burning something. Booty dance around a nigga and I'm feeling one. Off the top of the stairs and I'm feeling fun. Put some dolo at the table. I'm fucking with the chick with the fat fatty and the ring up in the navel. Dances around, she struts with the fuck walk. Touches her toes so she can make the butt talk. Do what you gotta do. I ain't mad at you, though a lot of famous women seen none as bad as you. She's a real bad girl, a nigga need that. Sipping on your Henny, acting where the weed at. Let me put you on to something. You fucking with a big nigga, no frontin'. Yeah. Oh, turn it around, let me see something. Fucking with me, some real is gonna be something. I'm talking lights, camera, action. Have me singing, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Turn it around, let me see something. Fucking with me, some real is gonna be something. Yeah, I'm talking lights, camera, action. Have me singing, okay. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. The way it's going down, she got the thongs on. She started bouncing more when she heard the thong song. Them high heels got them calves looking right through. Shorty, come live with me for the night, bro. Shit, I'm only trying to holler. It's only right you holler back. So where you headed? Let me follow that. And word up, I got plans for you. It's more than my tongue and my hands are due. The way you move to the music and make a nigga wanna take you up out of here. Go somewhere and lose it. And your physique is off the chain. It's gonna be hard getting you off the brain. I mean, we could take a drive in the X5. The way you boogie on the floor, I know that's that side. She's a time piece. I'm trying to see something. Suck your cheese in your front and let me squeeze home.